You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome back to this edition of Final Thoughts with Daniel Goy. In location, the Soho House, NYC, room 23. Background music by Loud Crazy Drunks on the Street. In this episode, we will be going over the differences between synthetic versus human hair wigs. Okay, and we can say extensions and clip-ins and weaves and all of that. So, human hair versus synthetic. It has been the dog's age of figuring that out. What do I want? Do I like this one? Do I like that one? Do I have a shake and bake? Do I have a shake and style, you know? It can be very, very difficult to get your hands around it, like if you're even new. Most of the time, if you're new and you're coming out of like the Milady school, you will learn that a wig is a machine-made hard front wig. Okay? That's it. Boom. Done. So your grandma's wig, that is it. That is what we should be selling. We should be educating people on. Do you think I have a hard time with this one? When I tell you. So hopefully Milady will expand this version of the book. I'm going to be campaigning to get on that crew because they need to learn some things because daddy don't do those. Okay, synthetic wigs. What do I personally use them for? Rentals. I love me a rental synthetic. Why? You can steam it straight. You can roll it with a roller set. You can steam it. And you can put it in the oven, cook it, and call it a day. So I really want that to be like, that is why we use synthetic. Because we can get the same thing every time, and we can get rid of it and recreate it. So in my world, a synthetic wig can be used about 8 times a year. Well, it could be more, but let's just say 8. We have 4 theatrical productions, right? School 1, School 2, School 3, School 4. We have a 1 weekend show over there. We have, you know, a 2 week show over here. Okay, so that each one, different time period, different everything. So you get the wig, you have to steam it straight, as in the books. And you can recurl it, you can restyle it, you can do whatever you want to it. So that's why I love synthetic. Most people are like, oh my God, how do you use synthetic? It's so shitty. Da-da-da. But think about it. If I'm making a wig for someone in Idaho, I can just put it in a box, ship it out to them, and they can get it, and they can see it, and they can just reuse it again and again. They don't have to, like, recomb it. They don't have to, like, they don't have to hardcore recomb it. The curl is there, you know? Like, in my life, give me a curl, I will make something beautiful. That's what I do. You know, I don't care if it's upside down, inside out, around the world. Give me a curl, give me a pattern, give me a texture. It's going to be something beautiful. Human hair. It's more for the person who actually cares. That's so bad to say. But yeah, they have to care. If they don't care about their hair, it's pointless giving them such beauty. You know, even if it is a shitty quality, like hair. You know, even if it's not, you know, by anyone's standard. You know, So that's the major differences for me. I'm, of course, you know, with human hair, it's more product, it's different products, you're using heat on it, you're using it, you know, almost every day, and it's a lot. It can be very, very time-consuming, and it can, you know, make shit happen. Synthetic, once again, I know I'm cheerleading for it right now, but let's break it down to, like, building the wig. It's easier. You can take hair from anywhere. I have a whole drawer of fronts that I've cut off from fronting wigs, and I literally use all of that hair to front my wigs. I never have to buy a switch, ever. If I do buy a switch, it's to be a switch in the back of the wig. So you have so much hair. You have more than enough hair. So what that does is you have a great pile to start blending hairs really beautifully, and you can just take a bit here, take a bit there. You don't have to worry about which way the follicle goes in. It's really great, you know. And you can start to learn with it, you know, how it curls. You know, there's some fibers out there that you can use some heat on. So start on the littlest heat, keep bumping it until you found your rhythm, you know, and then become a master at doing roller sets and pin curl sets, and pin curl sets, hot tool sets on your wigs, you know, styling it out like she's going to a red carpet, you know, go for it. You can totally do that, you know, if you get that right heat. I'm used to the old school way, using a steamer, some rollers, and some bendy rods. And maybe if it's really bad, if I need to recreate an afro, I'll use some bobby pins, oh, or some toothpicks. Oh, fun. So much fun, you know? So much fun. But, you know, once again, I am always available for you. I really do love hearing from you, be it a post, be it a Twitter, be it a shout out, be it a tag me or whatever. Send me a message if you have questions. I love chatting, as you can tell. It is definitely that time. But it's totally cool. Go to Wig Hackers and sign up there. You can go to danielcoyeducation.com to get my book, Wigs from Salon to Stage and Screen. Coming soon is a new edition of it that has all of the synthetic tricks, tips, and formulas. How I do it, what I do it, what I do with them. Because the original book that I wrote, it's more for human hair wigs that are made, and then going from there. So keep your eye out for that, because that's going to be a new huge thing. And questions, comments, queries, concerns, please direct them my way. Because hopefully pretty soon we will have our little Q&A with you. You know, you, the viewers who are listening to this. I hope, maybe, who knows. Even if you're not, this is fun. It's like therapy for me. You know, well, that's what they say. We will get through this together. Don't you worry. And then maybe at some point, I'll even try to do some guests on here or something, you know. My, 12:35 guest will just call in and we'll record it live. Oh my God. So yeah, so check out Instagram, Daniel Coy Official. Check out Twitter, Daniel Coy. Check out Wig Hackers on Instagram. And there's a whole room of things and techniques you can learn from there. And we'll go from there, guys. I just wanted to thank you so much for giving me your 10 minutes or so. And, yeah, I really want you to love both human and synthetic and make so much money and all the buku bucks and really educate your clients to to being awesome, making them look great, being sexy, and of course, always coming back to you. Thank you so much. I can't wait for the next one, because I'm probably going to record it in about 2 seconds. All right, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.